Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's about AJ Klein. Have you seen AJ adapt to what the Bills are doing on defense, or in becoming more comfortable, or have you adapted to what his strengths are based on how he's playing?
I think it's a little bit of both, John. As the season has gone on and we become more comfortable with what his strengths are and also his comfortability with our defense and how we approach things and what we do, I think early on that was a little bit of a filling out process on his part and ours as well. I mean, we had an outside linebacker in Matt Milano who has been very, very productive in that role, as you know. We haven't had Matt nearly as much this season. But we didn't know if AJ could do some of the things that we asked Matt to do. But as we've gotten more comfortable with him and he's gotten more comfortable with our system, you know, we've seen him play some much improved football. And that's a credit to AJ just sticking with and just making himself available. And then when his number is called, making those plays that are there for him to make.
Because he certainly didn't look like he was thinking out there. He was just reacting. He was not thinking, just the way he was reacting. And I still remember that play that I think it was Addison kind of strung the running back along and he came in and just, you know, knocked him out of bounds for like a 3-yard loss. Just what did you make of how AJ has been more instinctive rather than thinking out there?
Well, I think that goes back to the point earlier, just his being more comfortable with the system now and the people around him. I mean, the rapport that he and Tremaine have really developed over time along with his other teammates on defense. I mean, that's part of that comfort level in allowing you just to play free, having a better feel for the system, the people that are around in your spots, you know, when you can just kind of let go. And I think he's much more comfortable, and that shows in his play.
And just lastly on AJ, and from me, is just how familiar were you with him, not having coached him, and how much did you lean on some of the guys who had him in Carolina to kind of get a scouting report on who he is and what he's capable of?
You know, I have watched him some. We had some crossover games when he was in New Orleans, and I knew that he had played for Sean at Carolina, so I had a chance to watch him a little bit when he was in New Orleans, and then when we signed him in the offseason, both Brandon and Sean gave me a little background on him. But it's a lot different, John, as you know, when you start coaching a guy and being around him every day, where you can get a feel for how we do things and how he does things. And he's been in a couple of different systems. And, you know, he's the new guy. And then with this type of offseason that we have, really was just Zoom oriented, like what we're doing today, you don't get a chance to get that acclimation period that you need to get a comfort level on either side. But that's part of the season that we're in. And I think we're at that point now. We do have a comfort level with AJ and vice versa.
Thanks, Leslie.
Coach Frazier, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good, Mookie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. And, you know, that defense definitely did look like last year's defense. We're talking 3 sacks, 1 interceptions. They got their hands on the ball with 8 pass deflections and 8 tackles for losses out there. You pretty much cooled down a high-power, red-hot Chargers offense there. But the biggest play to me was that big one on 4th and 1 at the 25-yard line with Jerry Hughes and Teron Johnson. Care to talk about that play and what would you telling those guys going into it?
Yeah, you know, you're right, Monkey. We played some really good offenses this season, and our guys have weathered the storm, and I think we've played maybe five or six top 10 offenses. So they've been battling week in and week out. And to stand up yesterday to another high-powered offense and play as well as they did, you know, kudos to our players and our coaches for getting them ready. That fourth and one, I think there may have been a timeout before that play. I can't remember. But I remember talking to Tremaine and just explaining the situation and what we wanted to do and what they might do in this situation. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a man whooping a man. In that situation, you got to knock somebody back, get off of a block, and make a tackle. And that's what happened. Our guys got a great surge up front. And then Taron Johnson came off the edge and made a heck of a play to get a tackle for a loss. And Jerry Hughes did a terrific job of knocking the tight end back. And, I mean, it's just a great effort play by our players in a critical moment. I mean, they're going to get points in that situation. And then come away with 0 points, that can be demoralizing for an offense.
Absolutely. And speaking of another guy out there making plays, A.J. Espinosa, he was out there harassing the quarterback. I mean, he had a few tackles for losses out there. Will we be able to see more A.J. coming up during the weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that. Eric Washington, our D-line coach, and I, we were talking about this earlier today when we were having our defensive meeting, just the fact that both he and Darryl Johnson both did a really good job and increased our confidence in two young players who you kind of want to see, but is this the right time to put them out there and get them more snaps? And A.J. made it convincingly, yes, he deserves more snaps. So, we got to get him out there more and let him just continue to develop, because – he shows flashes of a guy who can be an impact player.
Absolutely. And one more, Coach, if I could, going against the NFC champion here in San Francisco, it seemed like yesterday Chargers was trying to do a lot of counters, a lot of misdirection, trying to get your eyes offset to where they needed to be. San Francisco posed that same threat. So how key is that, having that eye discipline once again going into San Fran?
You're right. I've had a chance to look at them a little bit today for the first time, and they're very similar in that way. And we're going to have to be so disciplined as far as our responsibilities and having disciplined eyes in order for us to have success. That will be as critical as anything that we do, because they do a lot of window dressing, but all and getting you to think you see something and all of a sudden it's not there. So we're going to have to be a really disciplined defense to have success against a really, really good running game.
Absolutely, Coach. I know you'll get the job done. Good luck this week.
Hi, Leslie. We didn't get a chance to ask Sean about this, but I'm curious if AJS Epinesa's development is one of the reasons that Trent was inactive in this game, and how did he handle that another time this year where he's been inactive, a guy that started a lot of games in this league?
Yeah, Trent's been a very productive player for us here in Buffalo, and he's had some good games for us and played really at a high level. But just being able to see AJ's development and how he's come along did play into Trent not being available yesterday. And we'll see how it goes going forward. I mean, Trent still is a vital part of our future success. Things can change quickly in our league, and he has to be available. And he was a pro when we informed him of the decision and what we wanted to be able to do for this ball game. He handled it in a very professional manner. He was first class like he always is. And I told him I really appreciate his attitude and how he's handled this. And it's a good model for our young players and other veteran players as well, the way he handled this. And we have no problem going back to Trent if we need to. It just so happens that AJ and both Darryl, he and Darryl both, they did a good job yesterday.
AJ had 31 snaps yesterday. And, if you think back to maybe his first 31 snaps on film from earlier in the season, what are the things that you're seeing now that he's doing better? Obviously, probably everything, but specifically where you've seen him make the biggest jumps.
It's kind of like the conversation we just had with John a moment ago about AJ Klein. You can see with AJ Espinosa, he's become a lot more comfortable in our system. There are a lot fewer mental errors than there were in the first 31 reps of his NFL career. So that allows the coaches staff to gain confidence in putting him out there on the field. And the fact that, his get off, his change of direction, being assignment sound, cutting down on the mental errors and showing his athleticism, all those things, he's gotten so much better at. And that's through hard work, which he is. He's an extremely hardworking guy, and his preparation during the week in practice. So it gives you an inclination and an idea that he's going to go out and perform the way he did on Sunday. So he's come a long way from where he was early in the season, still has a lot of development to go, a lot of growth, but he's improved dramatically from training camp through the first half of the season.
Thanks, Leslie.
Hey, Leslie, it's John Scott. Matt Milano is at least eligible to come off of IR this week. Whether it's this week or in the near future remains to be seen, I know. But you guys have found your identity. You say you're starting to play more like you have. You talk about AJ's role. How do things change, and how do you reinsert Matt while maintaining the momentum and flow that you guys currently have?
Well, look forward to having Matt back. I mean, John, you know the impact he's had for our defense. And, I mean, we missed him. So to be able to get him back, and even if we don't get him back playing, you know, every down, just to have him have his presence on the field is going to help us. I mean, he's one of the few linebackers in our league that is an every down backer, can match up with any tight end, even some slot receivers at times. And he's an excellent blitzer as well and good against the run. So, you know, we'll be thrilled to get him back on the field. That doesn't take away from what AJ has provided for us in an outside backer's role. You know, we'll still want to utilize his talents, and he's given us a lot. But to be able to get Matt back, I think, would be a boon for our defense.
And how could that affect AJ? Obviously, he's saying he's playing faster, he's more comfortable, and he has arguably been the most dynamic player, at least in that front seven, the past few weeks. How could his role potentially be affected by Matt's return?
Well, a lot of it would depend on Matt, John, depending on, you know, when he comes back, how close is he to, you know, being the Matt that we saw, you know, before that injury. That would probably determine how it affects AJ's role. So even though he's coming off of reserve, you know, will he use that shoulder? Will he do some of the things that would be required at linebacker? We don't know that. And will he be as effective as he was before the injury? So some of those things we have to find out and never determine how it affects AJ as well.
And I know you said Matt going in and out and playing limited snaps was actually challenging for you guys to figure out, you know, how to use him. Is that something to where now, I don't know if he'll physically be able to be 100%, but maybe you'll be more cautious and slow with Matt's return because AJ's playing so well and because of how challenging it is to have him in such a limited capacity?
Yeah, you know, we have to be smart, and we'll get a better feel once we get on the field and start practicing and just see how Matt moves around, see how much he's using that shoulder. That'll probably tell us a lot about what direction to go. Even though he's back out there, you still got to have the confidence to go out and do the things you have to do to play at a high level. So, you know, we'll definitely have to be smart as a staff, and our medical staff will give us direction, but we'll also be aware as he practices and gets back in the flow of things.
Thanks.
Hey, Leslie, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. A very simple question. What the heck is happening on these Hail Marys here?
Yeah, believe me, Jay, I wish I knew. I mean, it's a head scratcher in a lot of ways. The one yesterday, I just shake my head. I mean, we got a bunch of guys around that ball, and there's some other things you might think about doing strategically, but you shouldn't have to. Just knock it down. And game's over, you know.
So. Yeah. Is one of those things strategically maybe using guys that don't typically play defense in a defensive role, whether that be Diggs or Kumaro, you know, taller receiver, something like that?
Could be. We got some other things we're thinking about. But I think we're capable of knocking that ball down. We haven't done it yet. I think we're capable of doing it. We got some pretty good athletes back there, but we'll definitely have to explore. It makes you think about other possibilities for sure. So we'll see.
Yeah, I asked it kind of, you know, half jokingly, but I mean, is it something that you think you may devote a little bit more practice time to, because it has happened twice in a row where it's been successful against you?
We do devote practice time to it every week. I mean, we go through that scenario. You know, you can't really do it live. You don't want people coming down and stepping on someone's feet. But we go through that same play every single week. So, you know, it's not like, you know, there you can go five, six, 10 years and never be involved in that play. And we've had it back to back weeks. So, but we'll continue to work on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Leslie, it's Kim. In the fourth quarter, where that game obviously could have changed, and I think your offense went fumble, fumble, interception, and your defense went back out there, obviously, each time. Who led the charge there for your defense, and what was their attitude, especially maybe the second and third time? You know, they truly did have to save the day.
Yeah. I think for us, Kim, it starts with Tremaine and Jerry Hughes. Those are probably the guys that really – set the temperament for our defense, and they have been very resilient throughout the season. We've had some moments where, you know, things didn't look great, but they just continued to fight. And it's really a mirror image of Tremaine's demeanor and the fire that Jerry brings to the defense. And that's probably where that comes from, that resiliency along with that steely nerves that you have to have in those moments where you don't blink. And you can see those guys come together with our linebackers coach, Bob Babbage, right before going on the field. Anytime there's a sudden change situation and they huddle up, Tremaine gives them a word, Jerry might give them a word. Then they go out and they just play it one play at a time. And to their credit yesterday, you know, those were huge moments for us because the game's in the balance.
And I just quickly would like to ask, if I may, you know, we talk about confidence being obviously critically important to professional athletes, but do moments like that help build the confidence of your whole group?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, Ken, you asked me, you said that Hail Mary against Arizona, what would it do to the confidence of the guys? Right. How would they respond? And, you know, one of the things you have to be able to do at our level is move on from the previous play. And for our guys, they've done a great job of that throughout the season. And that's why I wasn't concerned that the Arizona play would linger in their preparation for this ball game. And I feel the same way when they walk on the field in those sudden change situations, because they're high character guys and they're led by a high character guy in Tremaine and Jerry as well. So when they go on the field in those situations, they have confidence. You just give us a blade of grass, we're going to defend that blade of grass. And so I don't think any of the coaching staff is ever worried in those situations because of the leadership that we have on the field.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.